The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance celebrating 25 years on the airwaves here in the city of Houston. And joining us right now, a guy who used to work and hasn't for, I don't know, decades now, hasn't done anything. Just basically an international man of leisure, plays golf. That's all he does, plays golf all the time. And he is joining us right now to hang out with us and give me, I know I'm getting the business here. Van Chancellor, head coach, former head coach of the Houston Comets, winner of four WNBA championships with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coach, what's up?
First of all, it's a shame. I was going to be nice and congratulate you boys on 25 years. Lance and John, that's a great honor. But again, it goes to talking, Lance, about me not working. This boy ain't done nothing in 25 years but draw a paycheck. He's unbelievable.
Coach, you know what he does now? He does 3 hours of radio. Then says
working
he's the,
my tail
he
off.
Says he's the hardest working man, and yeah, then he goes and plays golf or poker every day, Coach.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Lance. He's got his wife now as the general manager of Channel 13. Ain't no telling what that woman's making. And he's playing poker and golf. You ever heard of a kept woman? Well, this is a kept man.
Oh, ain't no doubt in my mind. There's no question, Coach. Hey, his sugar mama,
you
Coach.
You think that hurts my feelings? Hey, if you think that hurts my feelings, you are wrong, sir.
Okay, let me tell you something else. Lance cared you for all these years. Now the wife's caring you. But, boys, I just want to tell you, you've done a great job. I want to tell you what I thought was the best and the worst of you guys over the years. Okay, you ready for the worst first?
Yeah.
The time that you picked the All-NBA team and didn't have Wilt Chamberlain on it. That's the worst thing you boys have ever done. The best thing y'all have ever done is kept it light. You've been really good at what you do overall. Mm-hmm. I hate to brag on him, Lance, but you got to tell the truth.
Yeah, no, I really but you can hit him on the way out again.
No, though. Don't worry about it. He will. I'm not worried about that at all. Remember, man, Coach, those years we had you in here, we had Steve McKinney, we had Lima, we had some good times. You would come in studio with us. You would talk a little Nico and Sudi's barbecue and catfish. I mean, that was good times then.
Yeah, those were the 10 best years of my life. I really enjoyed coaching the Comets. We had some great teams, great support, and then we were able to connect with Houston through you guys. And y'all had some great guests on in a period of time, but also you did a really nice job with those guests. You knew it's good to be interviewed by somebody that knows what they're talking about. It's tough when they don't. I'll tell you that right now over the years.
Coach, the WNBA is still going okay. Everything is going pretty good. I guess they just didn't want
stronger than it's ever been.
Yeah,
right
I think.
Now.
Well, in the city of Houston, it was really exciting. You guys had just a great fan base. It's just amazing, you know, the way that as good a team as you guys had, that it just disintegrated as quickly as it did.
It was amazing. We drew 16,000 people at the Compaq Center the first time we played here against the New York Liberty. We were drawing 10,000 people regularly. It really hurt us when we went downtown. Our fan base, the prices of everything went up. A lot of people didn't want to go downtown. And then it's amazing that this city doesn't have a WNBA team as popular as it was at one time.
Yeah, it really is. And it all, like everything you talk about, when it disintegrated, it was all when the games moved, when basically Les said, we're not doing that anymore here. And it moved downtown. That was too much to overcome. That was just too much to overcome. Houston can be a little fickle from a sports standpoint anyway if your teams are not at the highest level. But moving downtown in the NRG Arena or whatever it was, that was just – that made it really, really tough for people to get out there and go watch.
Yeah, our fan base was not corporate America. It was individuals. Our tickets went up $12. Concessions went up 10 or 12. We paid – you had to pay $15 to park. And at the old Compact Center, there was no parking. So when you put that on our fan base, that was a pretty tough, you know, for them financially.
And look, I mean, in the star power with Cynthia and Cheryl and Tina, I mean, that's all you had to do was roll the ball out. And you're picking up four titles.
Let me tell you something, guys. Give me credit for not messing up three great players.
I give you credit.
I want a little credit. And Lance, do you remember the time we had the contest for the best commercial on the radio? I don't want to say the other station. The old coach beat out the legendary John Granata with Sudi's catfish commercial.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to bring that up. That's all.
You won best commercial over trailer, wheel, and frame commercials? I don't believe it. It was rigged.
Yeah.
It was rigged.
Well, I don't mind. I could take a rig. I play golf 5 days a week right now at Better Book Farms, and I got a lot of my games rigged. That doesn't bother me.
No, I know. You still fluffing up the ball in the fairway every time before you hit it? You doing all that still?
Yeah. Let me tell you something, boys. If you ain't doing that, you ain't winning.
Yeah, no, you ain't. No, you ain't.
No doubt.
While nobody's looking, he's over there with his club, fluffing up that ball, making sure it's nice and sitting high on that fairway. Oh, yeah. That's what he does. No question about it.
I'm not denying it. I'm just telling the truth.
I know you are. Hey, Coach, we were just talking about the coaches left in these playoffs right now, okay?
Yeah.
So, okay, so how would you rate them with Spoelstra, Kidd, Udoka, and Kerr? I mean, that's four good coaches right there.
I like the coach at Miami and Steve Kerr over the other two. I think the other two now are coaching well. They've done it. I think Jason Kidd has done an unbelievable job to just jump all over Phoenix last night and have them 40 points. I think that's a great job. But I think with what they actually have, Eric down in Miami has done the best job of coaching. That's just my opinion.
Well, and he doesn't have the star power like the other guys. How about the way that Luka's playing, Coach?
I mean, right now, He might be the best player in the league. I know there's some other good players, but right now, if you put somebody small on him, he overpowers them. If you put one of them big jokers on him, he just drives by them. I mean, he right now would be a player. When I was in the WNBA, Diana Taurasi, you had to have a complete game plan just for her. Right now, if you're playing the Dallas team, you better have a game plan to stop that joker. He's pretty doggone salty.
Yeah, and Jason Tatum is – it's humble. You were getting some great playoff performance. I don't know who's the best team left, Coach.
I got Boston beating Miami. I got Golden State beating Dallas. I got Golden State winning it all.
Golden State's going to win it all again.
Sounds like the chalk there.
It does.
Right now, yep.
Although Boston, the way they started and the way they're playing now.
I think Vegas has
They're playing the best. Boston's playing the best.
Yeah, I got to check and see who they have winning the series. I would imagine it's going to be the Heat because they got the home court advantage, but I could be wrong.
The one thing that favors Boston, they're the best defensive team left in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And offense can be inconsistent. Defense is going to always be there every time.
How about in the last game of the season, Coach, the Bucks, Budenholzer decided to rest all his starters. And Boston ended up winning home court advantage. And look at what happened yesterday.
I don't believe in resting starters. I goes against everything that I ever had. In our third year, we were having a magical year, and we had clinched all the spots with five to go. And I learned a lesson. I went in and I asked the big three what they think. They said they didn't come all this way to rest. They can rest in the wintertime. I don't believe in resting starters. I'm going to play for home court advantage for one reason. I think it's a difference. I think you saw it last night. Home court advantage is such a big advantage late in the round, in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think the stat was, did you see this? The stat was in game sevens, 112, 112 and 34. The home team is.
Yeah, no, it's strong.
And let me tell you something. My personal opinion, resting players when you really want to stay sharp right at the tail end of the season is vastly overrated. I'd rather play and keep my players playing together, keep them winning, keep them with all of those positive thoughts.
Absolutely. That's Coach Van Chancellor. So you got to give us an update on Little Nico. What's going on with Little Nico?
Little Nico has been accepted to law school in San Antonio, St. Mary's, is getting married. And Little Nico has played baseball at St. Thomas. And Little Nico is a big old man today. But he and I sit down every now and then and talk about, guys, the good old times we used to have. You know, right now, if I play in a charity golf tournament, let me tell you two questions I get asked about him. They say, Coach, was Little Nico for real? Well, did I make him up, you know, on those ads? And I said, no, he is for real. And what's Little Nico doing now? They all think they all visualize Little Nico still 10 years old, guys.
I know.
No, that's humility. Everything stops in time. By the way, we've got this in. Coach, before we let you go, Art says, I played with Van Chancellor in a tournament once. He hit a bad shot, dropped another ball, and said, I'm going to take a four-time WNBA champion mulligan shot here, boys.
I'm capable of doing that. There ain't no question in my mind. I mean, Lord of mercy, if you don't get some privileges for winning a four-time champion, there's something wrong with you, boy.
Got to have its privileges, that's for sure. And he takes them on the golf course too. Trust me, he takes them on the golf course. There is no question about that. Hey, Greg,
guys, just let me get serious a minute. You guys have. Everybody knows you guys, and you've done a great job. You've got a tremendous following. I just want to make sure that y'all know that I respect what you're doing, and I just want to congratulate you for a great 25 years.
Love you, Coach.
We appreciate it, Coach.
Yeah, we love
and
you.
And guys, by the way,
you. If
you get any of the golf balls up there that are free, send me a dozen, okay? Would you? I'll come by and get them if I have to.
You never lost a golf ball in your life. How are you going to get out of here? Come on. Okay. You crazy.
All right, boy.
Coach, we appreciate it. There's Van Chancellor right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That's the coach. He's still awesome. Back in the day, he was a great guest. We had a lot of fun with him.
We got another guest coming up that you may forget, a guy that I brought on the show early on that I knew literally from the early time that I was doing radio. One of the guys that I thought this guy would be good to have on the radio to talk boxing with. And we had a local boxing guy by the name of Bob Spagnuolo.
Oh, Spagnuolo.
So coming up, we've got one of the funniest things. It's a quick hit. We've got that. And we got something I brought onto the show involving one of my kids. Because I think my wife's okay with our kids being part of the show. There are times I don't know that they love it. Like Snacks is now not always happy when I record him in video form. He doesn't love that all the time.
Yeah.
So sometimes he'll attack me at different times. But my son Alec, who's getting ready to go to Alabama, as a matter of fact, Alec chose Alabama when I was 5 years old.
Of course he did. The money was there.
Yeah, that's right.
Dad, mom, good, and dad.
Good choice, son.
Dad, good choice. That one.
Oh, you've got a merit scholarship? Here we go.
Good out the door, son.
So Alabama's buying students from Texas. Here we go. Roll Tide. Go ahead. So anyway, we've got something with me and Alec from when he was 5 years old, and then Bob Spagnuolo.
Bob Spagnuolo.
And pro. I got a Dick Harmon talks about Freddie Boom Boom Couples.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I've got Dick Harmon coming up too. That's all going to be coming up here in just a moment.
Who's
right
talking
now,
about Craig DeSerf?
I'm talking about Craig DeSerf. He's the guy that's been with me and with John. He had both of us speaking for his product at one point when he was a David Taylor. And he left there when they made changes. They went to a national brand instead of a local brand, because that's not who Craig DeSerf is. He's not a guy that's just going to do things with the you know, kind of where the big guy just tries to stomp on the little guy. He actually does it the opposite. He went out to Angleton. He went out there. They were trying to bring him in, and he's like, I'll go check it out, but it's Angleton. He got there. He goes, Lance, it's truly Camelot in the cornfields. That's his jokes, not actual cornfields out there, but at least not that I can see off the highway. But it's about a 42-minute drive from Houston. But when you get out there, man, it's the same people every time. There's not that vast amount of turnover with the sales staff that bounces from place to place. They burn themselves out at whatever location. And because he hires the sales staff that is there to basically help the car buyer find what they're looking for. They don't control the process. They just answer questions. The service team, it's the same service team, the service riders. It's the same people over and over there, because Craig and the entire company that, you know, the entire group that run the company, they treat people with the same respect that work with them that they treat the customers with. It's no different. Yes, you can go find Buick, Chevys, GMCs at a variety of places, and you may even find some of the similar deals, but their price point from a trade-in standpoint, finding you every discount they can find you in every nook and cranny, and then taking care of you before, during, and even after the sale is what separates them. And I'm telling you, it's the people that make the difference at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Located in Angleton, stop on out there. You can also shop for your vehicle online at LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5.